The RNC begins in Milwaukee today. The city's preparation for the four-day event includes a heightened police presence and an increase in security measures. Groups and public speakers with clashing political views will demonstrate at designated areas near the convention. That's why the Milwaukee Police Department has trained for how it will monitor crowds and respond to situations. WUWM's Eddie Morales asked Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman to share how law enforcement has been preparing for the RNC.
How many people do you expect to be downtown during RNC week?
So from what I'm told, we should be expecting 50,000 visitors, but that is a very fluctuating number. I mean, this is going to have a big draw from other parts of our, you know, city, state, nation, so the expected number is 50,000, but we can see whether it's going to be a lot more, or I don't think it'll be a lot less, but there could be potentially a lot more.
How many police will be in the vicinity, and how many are from other cities?
So that's an unknown number in regards to what I know for the overall numbers. I just know that we're going to have a number of resources from not only locally, statewide, and also nationwide. We're going to have enough resources here to ensure the safety of the RNC event, but also, as I've always been saying, ensure the safety of the entire city. That's our responsibility for the Milwaukee Police Department.
And what are some of the challenges to police services during an event of this magnitude related to crowd control, traffic control, potential protests, etc.?
So there's a lot of moving parts. Obviously, you can plan for everything, but everything does not happen according to plan. We need to make sure that we are not only communicative with all the different needs and challenges, but also being able to be nimble and, you know, be able to move on a pinpoint in regards to if there's things that pop up that we have the resources to respond to it or to be able to handle that challenge.
And we know there's a march scheduled outside the official protest area, the Coalition to March on the RNC, which is on Monday. How will officers handle that if the marchers decide to march on their proposed route? Will they be turned away or denied from that area?
So what I know is that there has been some understanding at the level. Again, nothing has been discussed with me personally about the proposed route changing because of that hard zone. That there is still going to be a march, but definitely not within that hard zone because of respecting of that particular responsibility. But with me understanding our prior experience with parades and marches, it can be always fluid and something different. And so it's a case-by-case situation in regards to we will see what is going to be the actual activity. But we also are mindful in regards to respecting the First Amendment rights, understanding that we have a good run in this city under this administration of respecting that, showing their First Amendment rights, being respectful of the demonstrations that have been here in the past. And the biggest thing for us is to continue to have communication, points of contact. I appreciate that there has been liaisons between our agency and those who are demonstrators, but also that we're utilizing a lot of different partners. We have, Office of Community Wellness and Safety that's going to be involved. There's also going to be faith-based leaders, Department of Justice. We really want to utilize all resources to be able to have, constant communication, great points of contact, understand what the challenges, what the needs are, and then we'll go from there.
And you mentioned like being fluid. Does that include officers potentially like stopping traffic to allow marchers to march? How does that work with being fluid in those kinds of situations?
So what works in those situations is understanding what the needs and what are going to be the responses and resources. It's hard to say what's going to be the actual activity without knowing what is the actual activity that's being, done. I'm not going to speculate. I'm not going to try to see like this is what we do. What we're going to do is communicate. And we're going to understand, what is going to be the desires, what are going to be the needs, but also, and most importantly, what are going to be the actions. And then we can go from there.
Well, thank you again for the time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That was Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman speaking with WUWM's Eddie Morales.